Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii. And a lot of times I have a little something to say before I start my show, but today I didn't have anything in particular other than the purpose of the readings is to help you raise your vibration, get through some things that you're stuck on. It's not about predicting the future. It is about creating a better future for yourself in the heightened energy of the planet by raising your vibration so that you are a vibrational match to that which you seek. So I only have one call on the board right now, 646 area code. I'll get with you just real soon here. And so feel free to call in. No, there's no dumb questions. I can help you convert your question to an ascension question, no matter what it is, because we're all ascending, whether we realize it or not, or we're all in the process of ascending. If you're going to enjoy the heightened energy on Earth, which is heaven on Earth, and the old systems are falling apart, and that's why it looks so crazy. So just hang in there, and you have to see what your role, each one of us has a role in the new energy of the fifth dimension. So I help people with that and aligning with that. So I'm going to go to 646 now. Hello. It's taking a second for your call to connect. Go ahead. What can we work on today, or what would you like to make a comment on?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good. Hi. I'm really good. Hi.
I am Lucy. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Lucy. Hi. I was going to say, do I know you? So what's going on where you are?
Not too much. I'm still waiting for the house to be sold, and then I don't know what's going on with me after that. I didn't plan anything yet.
Mm-hmm. You haven't planned
what
will happen when the house sells.
Yeah, I just go one day at a time. Yes.
Right. I was going to say that everything, the universe is revealing itself, and that was actually your position, the position you're supposed to be in. That's what my life has been doing. Do you ever feel frustrated about that you kind of wish you knew more? Or are you comfortable with surrendering?
No, not really. I felt a little bit lost when they terminated me because my position was eliminated. But at the same time, I felt kind of free from the change of having a job for 23 years. And things are changing a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the transformation a lot of us are going through is the transformation is to allow the universe to come up with our next best step, and that's where I've been at too. And when you get into the neutral place inside of yourself where you're aligned with love, God, Christ consciousness, whatever you refer to it as, when you're aligned with that, you can usually sense, but you should be sensing good things. You should feel that good things are coming because that'll tell you you're aligned with your soul. And that's what the new energy wants to bring us, surprises in there. It's all the good stuff is going to be unexpected, and it comes whenever it will, when the energy is right. Oops. Oh, somebody dropped something. Something fall down? Oh. Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. So I just thought I'd say that for a lot of people
it's
scary because, yeah, and the other stuff is falling away. So did you have any... go ahead.
Anyone? Any question for you?
Did you have a question?
If I had any... Yeah, no, I just am praying a lot. What you see, I feel good. But then sometimes I take decisions. I say, I am Like sometimes I don't take the decision and it comes to me and I don't take it and say, oh my God, I lost the opportunity. And sometimes I take the decision and it wasn't the right decision.
And I missed the last part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about
investments. Mm-hmm. Like when I have to take a decision, like, okay, I'm going to put the house on sale on the market. Then I took the decision. Then I moved some on my 401k somewhere else. And now I took another decision, wasn't so great, but I thought it was the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. What's going on? Like, and then I pray that I am aligned and connected with divine, with the universe, and sometimes yes, sometimes not.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so that's what we're supposed to be doing right now, is we're supposed to align with the universe, which is also our higher self, and then it's supposed to guide us. And that's why we need to be on the pulse and know when we're aligned. And what I've learned to do is, if I don't feel like I'm aligned, I won't make a decision. I work on getting myself aligned, and then I know that I'll make the right decision. And the other thing is that because everything's moving so quick now, and we're supposed to be moving into trusting the universe to guide us, that it's not always, most of the time, it's not a straight line. I always say it's either a yes or a no. Somebody comes to your door, you have $10 to your name, they're selling you something for $8, and you really want it, and your soul is telling you yes. So you're supposed to go with that, even though you'll only be left with $2, and then you trust your soul, and then the next day somebody dumps $500 on your lap. So it's like, oh,
okay.
See, my soul knew. So that's why I always say it's like, it's either yes or no, and we have to learn how to trust, because whatever step we're in right now is leading us to the next step. And the thing is that once we get really good at following our intuition and our guidance, then it's going to be like, we wouldn't want it any other way. It's just kind of challenging to people right now because it's new. Because that's how we work in the higher energy. We go according to, we're aligning with our instincts, and we're aligning with higher energy. So I think that was a good subject for you to bring up. That's why I said, or is there anything you want to comment on? Because my instincts were telling me this person might, before I knew it was you, I just had a feeling like you were going to bring a discussion, something to discuss to the table. And I appreciate you bringing up that subject, because that's something I want everybody to know. I do this show to help people with this, because I know a lot of people are just getting started with working with the higher energies
and
right now.
Another thing that I want to tell everybody, at this point in my life, I just want peace, and sometimes I kind of let go opportunities and the universe send me, but sometimes I say, oh, I just want to be here, like, dormant, like, doing it just in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of backwards of what we learn, but then, I don't know, it's like, okay, so much has happened to me, then I say, well. And then I go to this guy and cast my hair and say, oh, the millionaires were already made. Why do you worry about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's in a poem.
That's true.
It's a no-no, because it's true in one thing. And if you see in the negative side, it's not true, because universe brings you things all the time, opportunities.
Yeah, that's true. And I've been saying lately, I don't know if anybody's watched the movie The Yes Man with Jim Carrey in it. It's where he gets really depressed. He doesn't want to leave the house, and his friend takes him to a seminar where he has to say yes to everything, and it leads him on his path. So I think what you're addressing is the try not to have a negative. I kind of got that out of it. If the universe brings you something, maybe you should trust it. But sometimes it's bringing you something, and you don't have to jump on it. Is that what you were saying? Oh, now my switchboard is getting full.
I'm saying that when he told me that, I say, well, it's up to us to go for or not to go for. Because if we always going to think that our path is already solid, then we're not going to kind of succeed. We're just going to be the same
yeah,
thing.
You want,
dormant.
You want. Yeah, so you wanna
we
get things
divine,
get the
align action, but then sometimes the action is like, it's confusing. That's the part that leads to the other part that
it's
you
hard
say
to
you
know.
have to throw.
Yeah. That's why we have to get out of our head and not base anything on what our head is saying, because our head is going through all of these things, you know, it's having negative thoughts or it's reflecting on the past. So we have to work on silencing our mental processes so that we can follow our instincts, and our instincts will either say yes or no, go or stay. And that's what we need to get in touch with, because that's what's happening. And that's how you stay with the universal flow for your specific life. That's how you do it. So it's yes or no from the instinctive center, not from the mental. That's what I hope to help people with. Now I better jump on these other calls, because I have, you were the only
Thank
one,
you
now
so
I got a whole
much.
Bunch. So, yeah, but it was nice talking to you.
Thank
I think
you,
that was
sweetie.
Some good discussion material. I really appreciate it. Okay, we'll see you next time. Aloha. Okay, now I'm going to 256. I don't have my glasses on. Everything's double. Aloha. What can we work on today?
Yes, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. I recognize the 256. Good. Good.
Yeah, it's been a while. I just want a message from my soul. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want a message from your soul?
Yeah.
I know that as long as you've been calling in, I notice that you're getting more connected to your power, and but I'm getting that there's still, you know, this applies to a lot of people, including myself. We're still supposed to be listening to our soul as it introduces us to it, whether it's, and I'm probably going to tune into that for you. What is that that I'm getting? So when we still our mind and we just take time to just listen to our soul, like go to the park or just sit or, you know, just be comfortable. I used to have to use like a candle. Some people need something to focus on to still their mind. Otherwise, the mind wants to wander all over the place. Just kind of listen to your heart. Breathe into your center. Okay. Did I talk to you about breathing before?
Yes.
Kimberly? Yeah, I've talked to you about breathing because I just wanted to take a breath. And usually, because what happens when I talk to people is I'll kind of flash their energy. And I think that's coming from you to continue paying attention to your breath. I know it seems like there's nothing there, but your breath is your soul. Don't ever forget that. So whenever you're feeling like you need to tune in more to your soul, is that's what your soul is telling me. You need more downtime. I realize that you're concerned, and as a lot of people are, you're concerned about that you have to keep paying the bills and all of that. And your soul, the guides are saying it's challenging, but you can't make that your overriding concern in life, or you're not going to get onto your soul growth. They're saying soul growth should be your priority right now. So whatever you're doing, did you ever get a job at the university that you were seeking?
There is a the job at the university didn't pan out. But there is a job outside of the classroom that I was looking at that I'm waiting to hear from. That's where I am.
So what happens is, and this applies to everybody too, is that at this point in time, our soul is pushing us to align with the goals of our soul and not the workaday world necessarily, even if we're qualified or even if we know what we're doing with regard to a lot of that stuff. And your soul is going to put you in a job that isn't going, that will pay the bills, but it's not going to overwhelm you so much that that you can't just focus on your inner space.
Okay.
And so a lot of people are at that point in their life where, you know, like for instance, for me, I would say like if I wanted a job where I felt like I've been able to come up with enough income, but my old job, I was able to knock it down. I worked for myself. I was able to bring it down to the minimum so that it's still paying the bills, but I only work with people where there's no interference so that I can stay connected to my soul always. I don't ever have where I have to be dealing with other people's agendas or being overloaded with schedules or work or anything like that. I'm totally in control. And when I'm working, I can be listening to smooth jazz or new age music. I like to listen to Celtic Woman. I can be singing. I can take my time. I can stop when I want. Totally stay tuned into myself. So that's what I've had to do the last year or two so that I can, because I know my soul is saying, no, time's up. We got to do what we came here to do now. And that takes time, and it reveals itself to you as time goes on. So when you listen to your soul, that means, I think you and a lot of other people need to write that down. I don't know if you ever did. Pay attention to my breath and watch how many hours of the day you lose track of your breath. And whenever we lose track of our center, our breath, that means we aren't even connected to our soul. And when they talk about being grounded, that's what it means. Grounded is an electrical term. It's not grounded as in that plane is grounded because the engine's broken. It's not that kind of grounding. It means being connected to earth, being here now, and being connected to your soul. And the thing about you, Kimberly, is that, like I've always said, you're one of the leaders. So your soul is going to push you to higher ground a lot harder and swifter than it will other people. Some people are going to go through this lifetime and then only get about halfway through ascension. You come from where you've already ascended in past lives. You've come down from a higher dimension, and it's kind of hard to fit that kind of energy into this planet. So that's why you always need Christ guidance with everything. And if you align with Christ guidance, which is also what the fabric of your soul is, it will always lead you to, and you know where it's going, but you have to, in the interim, you need a little respite so you can get more familiar with your soul. Not a lot, just, you know, really dedicate yourself to it. Better part of the year, and then you're going to start moving into where you're really supposed to be. So I know that was a lot of information. But I know it's hard for a lot of people. The soul is the focus now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. I have only recently had a lot of opportunities just come and seek me out, just recently, last couple months. Okay. But I had to do a refocus, and then it'll just start coming to you, and it'll just happen more automatically, but get closer to your soul. Keep working on it. Watch your breath. Follow your breath inside your body. Make sure, because that's your soul. You want it to be completely plugged into your body. Be completely at rest in communication with your Christ self and with Christ consciousness. Okay? And anybody else that Christ resonates with, do the same thing. All right, Kimberly? Keep going. Okay. You're doing an awesome job. Yeah, you're one of our leaders. So, okay, you're welcome, darling. Okay, aloha. Now I got two more calls. I should be able to get to them because they're about 5-6 minutes a call. 415 area Hi. Code. Oh, I got 2 415 area codes. Oh, okay. Hi. What can we talk about today?
I don't know. Thank you for that music recommendation. I seem to be listening just to a lot of music and sounds lately rather than we're changing a lot of habits. Not interested really in TV at all. I mean, I used to watch like stuff randomly, you know, not on TV, but you know, like movies or I'm just not interested in it. It's all like lower vibration and, you know, cabal run and stuff. I'm not interested in any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just crystal balls going in the background. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of creates like this, you know, it's new, it's open space, and it's sort of like, well, what do you want to do with your day? What do you want to do at night? What do you want to, you know, it used to be very relaxing to sit and watch a movie. I can't get through anything. I don't care to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even watching videos on YouTube or BitChute, I used to spend a lot of my time doing that. No, no more, nothing. It's just open space, silence. Which I've been doing the silence thing for a long time, but now it's just the
that's
crystal
where
bowls and stuff. Yeah.
It'll be like responding, taking inspired action. So what I've been working on the same thing that you're talking about, which is I know what everybody needs to do now, if and it's in their best interest, it's the wise thing to do, because that's where we're at as a species and as a planet. And what, speaking of being like a yes man, like I was, were you listening when I was talking about that, the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Where he gets his life going by saying yes to everything. Well, I've gotten it so perfected that I can be sitting here just listening to the breeze and I'll get this urge. Oh, let me go for a drive. You know, everything's scenery here. So then like Sunday I did that and I was wanting to work on some podcasts, and I always want to have somebody with me who can ask questions, but a lot of my friends, they're like sheepish about being on the air or whatever it might be. They don't want their stuff on YouTube. So I was revisiting the idea of doing some podcasts, and I go down the road with my camera. I was going to set up my stuff, and nothing happening. But then I pick up a hitchhiker, which I don't usually do. It turns out to be this young lady who's asking me 1,000 questions while I'm driving her to her destination. And she goes, I would love to do those podcasts with you. And so that's how spirit leads us. If we're willing to, even though we've cleared our space, like kind of what you're saying, let me just call it clearing your space, whether the universe forced us out of a job, cut back our hours, whether we've lost relationships due to relocation or breakups, whatever, now that we have this open space, you're saying, like, how do we use it? And it's a matter of following. Now the universe can communicate with us. And now it's a matter of being in touch with that inspired action and jumping on it when it happens. And like Lucy said, my first caller, she was talking about, how do I know if it's, you know, and that's why you just have to practice it. And if something says, oh, let's go get a candy bar, or oh, let's get, you know, let's go, it's usually because there's somebody there you're supposed to meet, or somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been living that way or this way for a long time, you know, just doing that inspired, you know, however I'm guided. Like, I'll wake up and it's like, well, you know, why don't you go to the horse stable today? It's like, okay, I'll go do that. But yeah, you know, I think there's another element for me as well, because my dog, who I used to hang out with all the time, he passed like a week ago, and he's still with me. I hear him talking to me. You know, he's always joking around that he's still with me, because I'm like, oh, look it, you're missing out on bananas. And he's like, I'm right here. but like that also opens additional space for me to be like, what am I doing now? Like, it's, you know, it's just a new experience. I'm not going to say that it's bad. It's just weird feeling. So
yes,
it's very interesting on how, when he transitioned, on how it opened all this new space for me. I got back a lot of my energy too, which is very interesting as well. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, there's like, you know, I obviously I'm still going through mourning here and there, but I've been very good. But yeah, it's a little bit sad, because it is kind of that open space. It's like, I'll have the waves kind of come over me of like, well, what am I doing now? I don't know. I mean, not like I really did much with him. We would stare at one another, but it just was still.
But it had a little more form
there
than this does. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had something a little identifiable. I have a problem with the empty space, in that I think that I'm wasting. And I'm like, no, see, and that's so, I'm coming to grips with that. I'm doing much better with that. And then let me see if I can see some inspiration coming your way that you might want to be kind of looking for. I am getting
there's a lot of stuff coming, but it's just the now. It's the now of like, okay. It's like that. Yeah.
I see a lot of creative inspiration coming your way, which is, but I'm seeing, have you explored your, it seems to me you already have. You already have done a lot of your creative expression?
Well, I would say over the last, I'm a very creative person, and I definitely was when I was younger, and then I think it kind of went a little dormant, and then over the last year and a half, it's really perked up. So, like, that's one of the things I'll say to myself. It's like, okay, are you feeling bored or something? Why don't you work on writing your jokes? Because that's like a newer thing for me. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. A lot of things mm-hmm. are funny these days because it's so
yes.
bizarre.
Yes.
But like,
yes. I agree.
So it's like, well, why, you know, it's like, why don't you just write your jokes? Because like, oh, there's a lot of inspiration I have. And it's like, no, I just, like, I don't, like tonight right now, I don't feel like doing mm-hmm. anything. I'm just listening to the crystal bowls. And it's just, it's mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I'm just like I don't want to take another walk. I already took a walk. It just.
Right. Yeah.
There's a
about.
Desire to do something, but then there's no desire to do anything, you know, at the same
totally.
Time. It's just
totally
sort of.
Get what you're saying.
Like,
yep.
let me just sit in the space. That's it. And I'm trying.
Yep.
I keep saying, like, you know what? I have this open space, and I just want to keep it open. I'm not going to try to fill it. But yet at times, it's,
mm-hmm.
like, very – the word keeps is weird. I don't want to keep saying that, but it's new. It's just very new. It's like
mm-hmm.
I don't have words for it. It's just
you know, you probably know how it works, but I'm going to say this so it's to the benefit of everybody who may be going through the same thing and how the creative process works, because I'm also creative. Is I am getting that there's new creativity coming through, and that is what sometimes it's coming from your stillness, but sometimes it's coming because like mine was coming through working together with other people, and that has started to show up. I did an improv music session. I play Native American flute, and there was a guitar player. We had a gathering, and guitar player, and then my roommate sings. And we just started doing music, and it was that magical thing where it was completely not, it was not prepared. We just went into it. There was a tune, there was a flow to the music. It was really pretty. It was amazing. We went on for about, I don't know, 12 minutes and just connected with each other, and it was just in the moment, and it was improv music. And we had the vocal, the guitar, and the Native American flute. It was beautiful. So mine is that, you know, and then sometimes we have to be still because I think that, like what the Bible says, keep your loin girded, keep oil in the lamp and keep your loin girded. That's actually what that means. At least that's what it means to me and to other creatives, is that it means be prepared. When you're in the moment like that and you're completely engulfed in the moment, that's when the creative stuff comes, but you never know when it's going to come. You don't know when
mm-hmm.
or if. And that's the interesting thing about it. You verbalize that. We don't know when or if. We don't know if this is just giving us some space, because the thing is, when we're in that stillness, it allows our body to heal just like our body heals when we sleep. It's allowing all this stuff to heal. And I just got this for you.
Mm.
That a lot of what you're doing right now, when you're being still, is not only is it feeding you, but it's feeding the universe. So when you're feeling like just being still, and that's a reminder for me, that's because what we're doing is we're just holding this cosmic energy, this consciousness space. And that's what
that's
I got
beautiful.
For you.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So you
really
are
beautiful.
Doing something. You're doing more than even if you were creating artwork. But I do see new creativity coming to you. But
I do love
yeah,
that.
So,
I want to just share this one story when you said about the musical instruments, because I love that so much. I would love to be part of a band, and I used to write songs all the time when I was younger and dance
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
And just this funny story, because so I wander around the neighborhood a lot, and, you know, like I said, I've been just following these impulses for a long time. I have no issue about not doing anything. I just wander. That's really how I live my life. I'm just sort of a wanderer.
Yeah.
Just being out in nature. And one day I rounded the corner in a new neighborhood, and the guy had put out one of those Congo drums, you know, I don't know what it's
mm-hmm.
called. It's like it was a small one, like the Jamaican kind of drum. And
mm-hmm.
I picked it up. It was out for the garbage. And I was like, oh, what a great drum. Because this is like so me. I just like find random stuff.
Right.
And it's like, thank
That's
you, universe.
Me too. I do
know?
Too.
It just shows up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was carrying this like little drum. And then I felt inspired and I started banging it. And then I was like singing, hitting the drum, walking around singing and banging it. And it was just, it was making me laugh too, because I was just in a way, like I could kind of see my mom saying like, oh, look at that happy idiot. Like I was just walking, like it's so random, like to be seeing someone walking around the neighborhood, hitting the drum and singing and smiling, like dancing. And I remember I passed somebody and I went to go stop and he was like, no, go ahead. People aren't used to seeing other people happy.
I know. Just, we're so.
Yeah, it was just a fun thing.
Rigid.
It was just like, I thought I wanted mm-hmm. to share. It came to, I haven't thought about that in a while, but when you said the whole jam session, that just made me happy. It reminded me of that story. So I wanted to pass
mm-hmm.
it along.
And this is good. I hope everybody's hearing it. This, it is possible to live like this. We don't, and life has gotten way too rigid, and that has everything to do with the Matrix. It's all designed to keep us slaves to the system, and you can break free, but you have to spend the time and you have to prioritize it. And eventually, you know, you got to understand the universe does support, as long as you're following your heart, the universe does support you. It's not going to support you if you want to go around and burn down houses. It's not a general statement. It's like if you follow your heart, you're aligning with the universe, you're aligning with your heart, and it will support you, and it will bring you these little surprises. And that's, I just keep reminding myself lately that the best things that have ever come into my life were always a surprise. They were all unexpected, the best things, like that music session. So I'm really getting used to that. You know, I've had businesses in the past and everything where it was all pretty predictable except for the drama. But, you know, yeah, so this is where we're going. Yeah, and the universe loves surprises and loves to hear our hearts sing and, good. Well, I'm glad you shared your story. See, this
oh,
is
I
great.
Love that.
I got one more call to get to. I should be able to get to you, whoever the other 415 person is, so hang in there.
I love that.
Yeah,
I
appreciate
that. That's sticking with me as far as what you said. The best things that the universe has brought you has been surprises. Thank you. That is very, very true.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, the unexpected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it knows what you love. That's the thing. The universe knows you even better than you know yourself. That's why a lot of times we have to surrender, because we get all our own ideas and projections in there and it messes everything up. So, good. I'm so glad you called in. Everybody
Me
should get
too.
Something from all these calls today. Okay, thank you. I might be doing my show later. Well, I'll announce it at the end. Okay, thanks. Aloha.
Okay.
Oops,
aloha.
My computer. Okay, aloha. All right, good. I'm going to go to, I got to get all these calls right here. Boom, boom. Okay, 415. Hopefully the machine, the system will cut me off at a certain point, but hopefully we have time to get something in here. What can we talk about today? Thanks for waiting.
Hi. Yeah,
hi.
It's always good to listen. Kind of the soul reading, like the previous caller.
Yeah, like what is your soul trying to get you to do now? What's your...
Yeah, it's a... I'm
soul?
On a new... I just changed everything, so I'm ready for the new... Reveal the new path.
Yeah, reveal the new path. Well, I think you said exactly, and that's kind of what we've been going for in this entire show, is asking. That's another thing people can do. Rather than trying to think about what we think we're supposed to do or wanting to know, that's one of my favorite things to do. I say, I'll say Christ, or because that's the level of consciousness I want to flow in, is Christ consciousness, the highest level of consciousness. I'll either say Christ or higher self, please show me the path, surprise me, you know, show me what we're doing. And it should show up, and it'll show up if we ask, because surrender is always the best, and asking is surrender. It's saying, I don't know, but show me. As long as there's not any blockages, anything we're doing to block it, it should find us. So do you want me to see, do you know if you have any blocks, that things that might be holding you up? You seem like you're pretty clear on just allowing your path to unfold.
Yeah, I usually, the money flows pretty well, but now there's just, you know, it's just waiting. It's more like government things are taking forever with everybody, you know, that your tax
reform. Oh, yeah.
is taking months.
Yeah.
My unemployment is taking months. So I don't think what I can
do to
speed that.
Perfect. I got to squeeze this in because this is so important. You brought up, God, this show could be like a permanent archive. Okay, this is really important. I had the same situation. I gave it to Spirit last year whether I was going to get unemployment or not because I usually don't believe in it, but I'm like, everybody, you know, like, okay, I'm going to give it to God. Well, it showed up all by itself at a certain point. Then it fell off again, and you know you can't communicate, you can't call, you can't email. There's no way. The system is messed up. Everything's messed up inside the system. I had the thing where because I work for myself, they wanted to switch me from the federal government one to the state one, and then they dropped the ball, and then they lose it, and they get it.
Exactly.
So I understand that, and what I told myself was I'm going to do whatever I need to do that was last year to get what they owe me, but then I'm going to let go of it. And then they sent me all this stuff. Oh, you know, I could be getting all this money. And I just said, you know what? I'm not feeling it. I'm like, now it's because we don't need it. We think we do. But what I'm doing, if you want your life to unfold, you will likely have to let go of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my belief. And that's also as a energy reader and a metaphysician and understanding how the realms work, that's part of the matrix, and that's why it's so stressful, and that's why it's not working, and that's why it's so screwed up, and it's so, because it's such a low vibration. And if we want to be moved into the high vibration and have those wonderful surprises and have windfalls and cool things happen, we have to let go of that. It doesn't mean we won't get it. As a matter of fact, I know people who never did get the money that was owed, but I did. It just showed up in my bank account, and I feel like it did because I let go of it 110%.
Yeah, the
and I said
year,
I'm going to let the.
There's no problem. I had in 1 year I've had no problems, but renewing for the second year is a huge backlog and whatever.
Yeah. I can't even get it through on the phone lines. The phones aren't working either. And then I Googled it, and they said, yeah, can't get through in the state of Hawaii. Unemployment. No, nobody else can either. So I'm letting go of it 110%. It's very tempting because I am in my transition period going out of the businesses I had before and moving into new ones. So I'm in that same life transition, and I had to work on myself, but I've completely let go of it. And I said, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I put the best energy possible on it. That's the other thing I did last time is I said, I'm not going to get mad at the system. If I get mad, I become part of the system. If I want God to bring this to me, I need to put really good energy on my account and really a lot of love and blessings. And I feel like that is the energy that allowed that to come to me just magically. So that's what I recommend because with all my training and all of this, I applied everything I know. And I'm doing the same thing again. I'm just letting go of it, letting the universe lead me. Do not attach your success or your money to that government assistance. That's my recommendation. Because if we do that, if we keep knocking on the closed door, then the universe is going to say, oh, that's what you want? You want to keep banging on the door that won't open? Or do you want to look at the door that I've opened for you? right?
Good one.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it there. And I wish you the best of luck.
I wanted the general. What do you see in general for my new?
It's going to cut me off. I know it's going to. It's the same thing that I've been saying to everybody is you have to ask the universe to reveal it to you. Got to let go of that. Let go of that. That's my recommendation. My strong educated. Let go of that and then ask your path to show itself to you, and it will. I feel, remember when I said is it'll do that as long as you ask, but if you have any blocks, and then you said that, and I'm guessing that that's the block.
Oh, okay.
So let go of that, and it'll just flow you. Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. Okay? Your life will just flow. You're very intelligent. You're very capable. You're very connected and gifted, and mostly intelligence I'm seeing. That's what I'm picking up.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody,
for
calling.
Aloha.
You're welcome. And I might move the show to, I'm doing it at 12:30 Hawaii time, which is, depending on the time of the year, 2 or 3 hours Pacific, and then add another 3 hours for the East Coast. I might switch it to 5 o'clock. I can't do prime time in between because that's I have to pay for that show, and I can do one. So I'm doing a half-hour show, and I can only do it 12:30, or I have to jump to 5 o'clock my time, which would mean I'd be doing it in the evening. So watch for me. I'm going to try different time slots to make sure that I got people calling in. I did have a full switchboard today, so that's great. You know, maybe I'll keep it at 12:30. Like I said, though, that's Hawaii time. So I really appreciate all the callers today. It was fabulous. I think this was one of my favorite shows ever. We covered so much territory, and people always learn from the others, and that's one reason why I do the show. Actually, the main reason is to kind of do my pro bono work, and I feel like then it's accessible to a lot of people, and people can listen to the archives, and they can learn a lot of things from all of the callers. So I really appreciate the brave people who called in. To everybody in the future, and let us know how you're doing. Check out my books when you get a chance. Also, please read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle and check into the Abraham series. All those books are good. I have a lot of books on staying in the vortex and using your intuition and all kinds of other things. And we'll see you next time. Aloha.